Shut up and sit down.
What the fuck?
What the fuck?
Wham, bam! What the fuck just happened?
Hello and welcome to What the Fuck Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keiser. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Thursday, September 28th, 2017. Welcome to Day 252. The top story today is Trump's economic advisor, who says he can't guarantee taxes won't go up for the middle class. Gary Cohn says Trump's tax plan is purely aimed at middle-class families, but it depends on which state you live in. Cohn spoke with George Stephanopoulos on ABC News' Good Morning America.
If I'm hearing you correctly, you can't guarantee that no middle-class family will get a tax increase. There will be middle-class families who get a tax increase under your plan, correct?
George, there's an exception to every rule.
So that's a yes.
But look, I can't guarantee anything. You can always find a unique family somewhere.
He added that the rich will not benefit under the plan. Trump wanted to propose a 15% corporate rate rather than the 20% announced, which is down from the current 35%, according to ABC News and Axios. Next, Jared Kushner didn't disclose the existence of his personal email account to the Senate Intelligence Committee when he testified in July, which he used from January through August. The chair and vice chair of the committee wrote his attorney, Abby Lowell, instructing Kushner to double-check that he has turned over all relevant documents to the committee, including those from his personal email account, as well as other email accounts, messaging apps, or similar communications channels you may have used, or that may contain information relevant to our inquiry. Next, Trump has waived the shipping restrictions for Puerto Rico, which were limiting access to food, medicine, clothing, and supplies for hurricane relief. The move comes after criticism that the White House had been slow to help Puerto Rico recover from Hurricane Maria. The waiver will be in effect for 10 days and will cover all products being shipped to the island. The State Department evacuated 225 people from the Caribbean island of Dominica, who signed promissory notes agreeing to reimburse the statement for travel costs, according to CNN, The Washington Post, and The Hill. Though, to be clear, the State Department is not requiring anyone evacuated from hurricane-ravaged Puerto Rico to sign promissory notes reimbursing the government for travel costs. Next, Twitter briefed members of the Senate and House Intelligence Committee about fake news spread by Russian accounts on the network and what steps the company took to stop it. Recode, Reuters, The New York Times, and Politico are reporting that Twitter told Congress it had about 200 accounts that were tied to some of the same Russian-linked sources that purchased ads on Facebook. The Senate Intelligence Committee has asked Facebook, Google, and Twitter to testify on Russian meddling at a public hearing on November 1st. The House Intelligence Committee also wants to hold a public hearing next month with representatives from several unnamed technology companies, hint, hint, in an effort to, quote, better understand how Russia used online tools and platforms to sow discord in and influence our election, end quote. Meanwhile, an Oxford University study shows that there was a higher concentration of misinformation, polarizing, political, and conspiratorial news shared on Twitter from Russian, WikiLeaks, and junk news sources in the swing states that Trump won than there were in the uncontested states. And Reuters says a Russian hacker who previously worked for Putin's United Russia Party was arrested in Barcelona on a U.S. warrant. Prosecutors charged Peter Levashov with operating a network of tens of thousands of infected computers used by cybercriminals. Next, the Daily Beast is reporting that a Russian-backed group impersonated a real American Muslim organization on Facebook and Instagram to spread misinformation. The United Muslims of America pushed memes that claimed Hillary Clinton admitted the U.S. created, funded, and armed Al-Qaeda and ISIS, claimed that John McCain was ISIS's true founder, and alleged Osama bin Laden was a CIA agent. And finally, Politico, The Washington Post, and The Hill are reporting that Tom Price will repay taxpayers for his private jet travel, saying, quote, "I regret the concerns this has raised regarding the use of taxpayer dollars." He also added that, quote, "taxpayers won't pay a dime for my seat on those planes." Price has taken at least 26 charter flights costing more than $400,000 since May to conduct official business. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders had this to say at a press conference.
Look, as the president said yesterday, he's not thrilled, certainly not happy with the actions. We're definitely looking at the issue. They're conducting both an internal and an IG full review. But to be clear, also, the White House does not have a role on the front end of approving private charter flights at the agencies, and that's something that we're certainly looking into from this point forward, and have asked a halt be put, particularly at HHS, on any private charter flights.
Meanwhile, EPA Chief Scott Pruitt has taken at least four non-commercial and military flights since mid-February, costing taxpayers more than $58,000. House Democrats introduced legislation to prevent Trump administration officials from using private jets with taxpayer funds. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for your daily news and headlines, brought to you by Matt Keiser. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditas.